This is Family Policy Matters. This program is produced by the North Carolina Family Policy Council, a pro-family research and education organization dedicated to strengthening and preserving the family. And now from the studio, here's John Rustin, president of the North Carolina Family Policy Council.
Thank you for joining us this week for Family Policy Matters. It is our pleasure to have Austin Nimix with us on the show. Austin is Senior Legal Counsel and Director of Legal Advocacy for Marriage and Family at Alliance Defending Freedom, or ADF. As the head of ADF's marriage litigation team in Washington, D.C., he is leading the effort to defend state marriage protection laws nationwide. Austin recently presented oral arguments before the U.S. Court of Appeals for the Fourth Circuit in Bostick v. Schaefer, which is the case involving a legal challenge to Virginia's marriage laws. Austin also worked with lawmakers in the Tar Heel State to help craft language for North Carolina's Marriage Protection Amendment that was approved by 61% of North Carolina voters back in May of 2012. I'm excited to announce also that Austin is the keynote speaker for the North Carolina Family Policy Council's Major Speakers Dinner in Wilmington, North Carolina on September 18th. I know that many of our listeners will be interested in learning more about that, and I will provide more information about that event at the end of the program. Austin is with us today to talk about the ongoing battle over the definition of marriage in the United States, including right here in North Carolina, where we are facing four federal lawsuits challenging our marriage laws. Austin, thanks so much for joining us.
It's a pleasure to be on with you, John.
Well, we're delighted to have you and appreciate so much the great work that you and Alliance Defending Freedom does across the nation, but it affects each of the individual states so much. So we really, really appreciate you. At last count, there were over 70 lawsuits challenging the marriage laws of 30 states, including four lawsuits that have been filed in federal district courts in North Carolina alone. How would you describe, Austin, the current legal battle over marriage in the United States, and why are activists using the courts in this attempt to force the redefinition of marriage on the American public?
Well, that's a great question. And as you mentioned, John, 61% of North Carolina's voters voted for marriage, voted to uphold the only definition of marriage that the Tar Heel State has ever had and known. And that's really why same-sex marriage activists are going to the courts. They are not able to convince the people in the normal political discourse, doing that which Americans do, and that's voting and debating issues, that intentionally depriving kids of either a mother or a father is a good thing. They're not able to convince voters all across the country that marriage is not about the unique sexes that God created, men and women, but is instead simply about the emotional attachments of adults. And so when you're not able to win in that regard, then you go to Plan B. And the Plan B is to try to get a handful of judges to overturn the will of tens of millions of Americans. And that's exactly why they are attacking in the courts the way that they are.
Well, and we've certainly seen that here in North Carolina, without a doubt. I mentioned at the onset, Austin, of your involvement in the Bostick v. Schaefer case in Virginia. And on July 28th, the Fourth Circuit Court of Appeals ruled against Virginia's marriage amendment, although that ruling has been put on hold at least temporarily by the United States Supreme Court. First, tell us how ADF came to be involved in this case, and how is it that ADF is really leading the legal defense of Virginia's marriage laws?
We came to be involved in defending Virginia's marriage laws because there was an election, and Virginians elected an attorney general that unfortunately believes in same-sex marriage and decided to no longer defend Virginia's marriage laws. So Virginia's marriage laws went from having a robust defense from an attorney general who was willing to do his job to an attorney general who was not willing to defend the laws in his state. And so a clerk, one of the many county clerks across the Commonwealth of Virginia, stood up and said, "I will defend Virginia's marriage laws." And we were hired by that clerk to represent her. And so now we are leading the defense for Virginia's marriage laws in the Commonwealth of Virginia and are happy to do so. I tell people all the time, I think it's a better thing to have somebody defending marriage who believes in marriage than to have a half-throated defense of an attorney general who doesn't really believe in the institution. So that's how we became to be involved. And of course, as you mentioned, the United States Supreme Court has put a halt to that decision about Virginia's marriage laws. for the third time in the last several months that the Supreme Court has put a stop sign up to the efforts to redefine marriage. They've done it twice out of two cases coming from Utah and now out of Virginia. And those are really good signs when the Supreme Court is stopping the federal judiciary, saying you're overturning the will of the people. We're not sure this is the direction we want to go. We're very encouraged by that stop sign, and we're looking forward to one day arguing the case before the United States Supreme Court again and having them affirm marriage and the right of citizens in North Carolina and other states to affirm marriage as one man and one woman.
Well, speaking of that stop sign, Austin, the Supreme Court's order on August 20th in the Bostic case put a temporary stay or a hold on the Fourth Circuit's decision in the Virginia case. Tell us about the stay which ADF requested, and what does it mean for the future of this case?
Well, I think the most important thing about the stay is that in order to get a stay or call it a legal stop sign on a case, the court has to believe that you are likely to be successful in the end. And so we applied for a stay saying, hold on a second, this redefinition of marriage we don't think is constitutionally required. It goes against the will of the people. And the Supreme Court said, okay, we're going to put up a stop sign. And to meet that standard, the Supreme Court has to believe that we are likely to be successful ultimately before the United States Supreme Court. That is a very encouraging sign, not just for Virginia, but for all the states in the Fourth Circuit, which of course includes North Carolina, South Carolina, West Virginia, these states that still treasure marriage as the union of one man and one woman. So it's really significant to have that done. And of course, the stay could have been put up by just one justice, but this stay in Virginia and the stays in Utah were put up by the entire Supreme Court. So that's an encouraging sign. And like I said, that's why we're willing to take this marriage battle to the U.S. Supreme Court and look forward to having them uphold marriage one day.
Well, in considering this stay, Austin, it's my understanding that what the Supreme Court said is we are going to put the Fourth Circuit decision on hold while we allow the opportunity for the defendants in the case out of Virginia to file a request that the Supreme Court review that decision and consider taking this case. Tell us about the motion and why you believe the High Court should not only have issued the stay, but also should consider the Bostic opinion that came out of the Fourth Circuit.
Well, of course, there are a lot of cases right now percolating throughout the country, as you've mentioned, and two of the cases have already been filed with the U.S. Supreme Court, cases out of Utah and Oklahoma, and now the Virginia case is before the Supreme Court with requests for the Supreme Court to take up the case and hear it. The Supreme Court doesn't have to take a case. It takes the cases it wants to. So we now have three states, three cases with requests, and there are certainly more that are coming. But we feel very strongly that the Supreme Court should take one or all or a multitude of these different cases to affirm once and for all that the citizens of the different states have the right to define marriage as one man and one woman. They have the right to treasure this institution that was created by God and then adopted by government. The citizens have the right to say that men and women are different, and that's okay. The citizens have the right to say that moms matter and dads matter in the lives of our children. And so we're asking the Supreme Court to do that. Whatever case they choose to take to do that through doesn't really matter, but we're hopeful that they will take at least one and then settle that issue once and for all, that this debate belongs to Americans and not the courts.
Well, and looking a little bit closer to home, of course, we, as you mentioned, fall under the jurisdiction of the Fourth Circuit, along with Virginia and several other states. But we are currently the target of four federal lawsuits that are seeking to overturn our state marriage laws, including our Marriage Protection Amendment. Prior to the Supreme Court issuing the stay, homosexual activists in North Carolina were predicting that the Fourth Circuit ruling would help or assist the plaintiffs in these cases overturn North Carolina marriage laws. What does the Supreme Court's stay of the Fourth Circuit decision in Bostic mean for our state in particular at this time, in your opinion?
Well, it really means that with the legal stop sign in place, same-sex marriage activists are not able to take that Fourth Circuit ruling into the Tar Heel State as kind of a battering ram. A battering ram against the governor, against the attorney general, against the individual clerks of your various counties, and any other officials who were charged either with issuing marriage licenses or enforcing North Carolina's marriage law enshrined in the Constitution. So it's a really big deal, and it saves the taxpayers tons of money from this legal turmoil really getting out of control across the Tar Heel State any more than it already is in these four lawsuits. And so it keeps North Carolina's definition of one man, one woman intact for now, and that's a good thing. And we're hopefully that will stay like that for a long time to come.
Now, Austin, as you look into your proverbial crystal ball, how soon do you think we can expect to hear back from the Supreme Court with respect to what they're going to do, whether they're going to take up one of these cases, and if they are going to take the Bostick case out of Virginia?
Yeah, that's a great question. And of course, I don't possess one of those wonderful crystal balls. If I did, I'd probably be making a lot more money doing something else, right? But I will say this. I believe that sometime during the year 2014, the Supreme Court is going to make a ruling determining which case or cases it is going to accept. And so the proverbial table will be set with the Supreme Court. We'll know the case or cases it's going to hear. We'll know what point in time those cases will be argued, presumably next year in 2015, and when we might get a ruling. So the timeline should unfold here a little bit this year. So keep your ears tuned in 2014 for a move by the Supreme Court on that.
Austin, on a little bit more of a practical level for our listeners, you being one of the leading individuals defending marriage laws across our country, what advice or encouragement would you offer to our listeners who are feeling defeated or discouraged by the mounting court challenges and rulings against state marriage protection laws? And how important is it that we stay active and engaged and involved in the issue of marriage?
I think it's very important that we stay active, involved, and engaged. And the question is, in what do we stay active and involved and engaged? And sometimes it's a little easy to get overwhelmed by what's happening in the courts. And I think as Christians, one of the greatest virtues we can have is perspective. Perspective on what is and what is not happening. If all of our focus is on what's happening in the courts, then we've really taken our eyes off God. And it reminds me of a verse I was reading not long ago out of Isaiah 30, where the Lord says, "In repentance and rest is your salvation, in quietness and trust is your strength." And goes on to talk about if you flee, that your enemies, I will make your enemies faster. That when trouble comes, we shouldn't flee from our foes. We should flee to the Lord. We need to trust that God is in control and that God knows what's going on, and that no ruling of the Supreme Court is going to obliterate or destroy marriage. Just like the Supreme Court could not settle the question of abortion in Roe against Wade, the Supreme Court will never redefine marriage for our entire country. It can never remove the essence and the truth that moms and dads are important and are necessary in the lives of our children. We just need to rest in that comfort, that no matter what the Supreme Court does, it will never be able to suppress the truth, that we serve a God that is greater than the Supreme Court, and ultimately the truth will be vindicated. I think that's the greatest lesson we can take from all of this. Don't get overwhelmed by the courts. Let's not lose our perspective. Let's flee to the Lord and not from our foes.
Well, that's a great word of encouragement. As you have said, we really need to turn to God and rest in the comfort that He is sovereign over all that takes place in our land. So that's a great word of encouragement and advice. Now, Austin, unfortunately, we are nearly out of time for this week. Where can our listeners go to learn more about the national marriage battle and to find out more about Alliance Defending Freedom?
Well, if you want to find more about ADF and what we're doing to defend marriage, religious liberty, and the sanctity of human life, all you have to do is go to our website, which is really easy. It's AllianceDefendingFreedom.org, AllianceDefendingFreedom.org. Thank you so much for that, John.
Great. Well, thank you. And before we go, I want to mention, as I did at the beginning of the program, that Austin is our keynote speaker at the upcoming North Carolina Family Policy Council's dinner in Wilmington on September 18th, and Austin will bring a wealth of information and just an incredibly first-person perspective on what is happening with marriage in our courts across this country. And so I want to encourage our listeners to contact our office at 919-807-0800. Again, that number is 919-807-0800 to learn more about the Wilmington dinner and how you can attend. So we really look forward to seeing you then, Austin. And just want to thank you so much for being with us on Family Policy Matters and for your incredible work defending marriage at Alliance Defending Freedom.
Partnering with the North Carolina Family Policy Council is always a great pleasure of Alliance Defending Freedom, and we love working with you, John. Thank you so much. God bless.
Family Policy Matters is an information and analysis feature of the North Carolina Family Policy Council. Join us weekly for discussion on policy issues affecting the family. If you have questions or comments, please contact us at 919-807-0800 or visit our website at ncfamily.org.